For 5 out of the last 10 years, the Lorain County Music Festival has attracted a couple hundred people to the village of Grafton for 3 nights of live, local music. The festival started in Oberlin. Jerry Siaki and her fiancé, Joseph Rocha, moved to Grafton and held the festival without incident until last year. On the morning of the first night of the music festival, on August 5th, Siaki had a meeting at the health department. When she got home, she found a handful of people waiting for her.
This was very threatening to me because I'm like, why didn't anybody call? Why don't you say something? Why would you wait until you know I'm at the health department for 3 hours and come over here like we had an appointment?
It was the fire chief, some township trustees, and the zoning inspector, Tom Steigerwald. Siaki walked them through the property, explaining how the festival was going to work.
Everybody was so aggressive. The only person that wasn't aggressive was the fire chief, I think Bob, and Tom Magnum, the prosecutor.
Mangan declined to comment. Zoning inspector Steigerwald couldn't be reached.
Hello, you have reached the Grafton Township Zoning Department. This is Tom Steigerwald speaking. At the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message as to the nature of your call. Thank you.
3 days after the festival in August, Siaki got a letter from Steigerwald saying she wasn't allowed to have any more events at the property. Siaki tried to pass an amendment to the zoning resolution shortly after, but the amendment also came with a $500 price tag.
And that's why this is so upsetting, because we busted our butts for the previous year to raise the money to put down the property. Then they tell us that we have to submit an amendment to the ordinance. So we busted our butts and had a benefit in March to raise the $500 for the amendment. And now they're telling us, they file an injunction on us and tell us we can't do any events at all. The events are how we raise the money to do what we're doing.
A complaint filed on behalf of the Grafton trustees just a few weeks ago argues music festivals aren't listed as permitted or conditionally permitted uses in a business zoning district.
If there's no ordinance, it's not allowed. So since there's no ordinance for picking your nose, you're not allowed to pick your nose in Grafton Township.
Siaki says she's not sure why her music festival is suddenly a problem. She says the events have always been kept under control.
Honey, in the entire time we've done this, we've only had 3 ejections. None of them violent, none of them bad.
Guests at the event do bring alcohol, but it can't be in a glass container. They sign a detailed waiver and get a wristband with a serial number. If they lose the wristband, they get kicked out. Siaki hires security for the events and says she gets along with all of her neighbors.
Josh actually plays our events, and he's louder in his garage practicing than we are at our event.
Siaki says she's trying to relocate the event.
We only have 3 weeks, but the issue is, if it's not a city or a township that has that ordinance for special events, we can't apply for a permit.